Nolte, Matthew Dowd runs for office after demanding white Christian males stop running for office. By John Nolte on September 30, 2021. In 2018, left-wing extremist Matthew Dowd called for all white male Christians to stop running for political office. Today Dowd, who identifies as white, male, and Christian, is running for political office. We, white male Christians, don't need to be the majority of the people who hold political power, he wrote on this very day 3 years ago. Here's more. Instead of waiting for the diverse population of America to keep pushing and prodding, I would humbly suggest that we as white male Christians take it upon ourselves to step back and give more people who don't look like us access to the levers of power. Yes, let me repeat, we as white male Christians should do what real leadership demands and practice a level of humility which demonstrates strength by stepping back from the center of the room and begin to give up our seats at the table. The greatest demonstration of strength is putting someone else ahead of ourselves. Let's show we are that strong. And that is precisely the kind of oily pandering that allowed Dowd to earn a cushy job as a political analyst at ABC News, where he was presented as a right-of-center analyst, as opposed to what he is, a mewling, far-left beta male who makes Phil Donahue look like Robert Mitchum. And on the third anniversary of that column, what is the hypocrite Dowd doing? Well, the very white and not terribly male Dowd is, lol, aggressively seeking a seat at the table by running for lieutenant governor of Texas. Sisters/brothers, I'm running for lieutenant gov of Texas, Dowd announced Wednesday. We must remove the cruel and craven GOP incumbent. I can't do this alone. I need your help. We are up against large sums of money. I hope you will contribute. And of course, after ABC News spent more than a decade presenting Dowd as a right-of-center analyst, Dowd is running as a Democrat. On Wednesday, Dowd appeared on Joyless Reid's basement-rated MSNBC show to talk about his campaign and rail against his opponent, Republican incumbent Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. First, Dowd explained that his campaign will be all about telling the truth because Dan Patrick is one of the worst at deception and lies. And then Dowd proceeded to straight-up lie about Patrick pushing a bathroom bill to keep transgender people from using bathrooms. The bill did not stop anyone from using bathrooms. The bill simply required you to use a bathroom based on your biological sex. In other words, the idea was to make it illegal for a mentally ill, hairy guy in a dress to share the bathroom with your daughter. Dowd's other problem is that he is a moron. For example, just last month, he said Joe Biden's botched Afghanistan surrender will absolutely not be an issue in the 2022 midterm elections. Dowd also appears to be befuddled by the basic elements of natural law. Dowd is also a sexist who was forced to delete a tweet about Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik in 2019. Elise Stefanik is a perfect example of why just electing someone because they are a woman or a millennial doesn't necessarily get you the leaders we need. What was Stefanik's sin? She asked several sharp, on-point questions during Nancy Pelosi's first hoax impeachment of Donald Trump. In other words, women who don't behave the way I, Matthew Dowd says they should behave, need to stay in the kitchen. This race is going to be fun to watch. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.